Well, you heard the excitement a few weeks ago when one of our top contributors from the Embarrassing Bodies series said, isn't it wonderful that Southside is leading the field once again by actually featuring a chemist in full force? When I flagged up, of course, the excitement of Dennis the Chemist being a regular contributor in association with Pharma Nord. Yes, and he's back after vacations and a whole variety of other bits and pieces. Dennis Gore, a.k.a. Dennis the Chemist, welcome to the programme. How are you, sir?
Mighty fine, sir. Mighty fine.
Excellent. And probably a perfect example of how Pharma Nord Nutritional Supplements Limited, such as Coenzyme Q10, can actually aid recovery, because a slipped disc is no laughing matter. And you had that plus a range of other things to challenge you with, but hopefully getting back to full manoeuvrability.
Yes. The moving finger moveth, and having moved, moves on.
Marvellous.
Something like that.
And
is it Omar Khayyam?
Definitely. Now, if we're looking towards that, plus, of course, the excitement that Bent Henriksen brought when we photographed him recently at the Pharma Nord Morpeth headquarters for our usual annual visit, celebrating the joys of chromium, you're going to take us through that, through an interesting line, which takes us all down to an interesting factor, which suggests that winkle pickers, they might as well be out of business now, because we're all going to be waddling around in every sense of the word like penguins, or maybe not. Dennis, over to you.
Right. Well, I haven't heard the name winkle pickers for a long time.
I thought I'd save it just for yourself, Dennis, just for this morning.
I remember all those years ago, if I'm 73, winkle pickers were about when I was about 23. So it's about 50 years ago that winkle pickers, very narrow shoes at the end. So in the Metro newspaper here in Manchester on June the 3rd, there was a notice, an article which was headed like this. Notice something growing down below. It's your clodhoppers. Feet gain a few inches. And Dominic Yeatman, the person who's writing this article, the journalist, writes, it's what you might call a fait accompli, a play on the words fait accompli. Fait accompli. As the British public puts on weight, our feet are getting fatter too. And they are splaying out more, meaning millions of us want wider fitting shoes, podiatrists have found. During the past 40 years, the average British foot has increased by 2 shoe sizes, the College of Podiatry said. In 1970, the average men's feet were a size 8, while women's were a size 4. But now, the average male wears a size 10. I can't believe this. And the average female wears a size 6. 2/3 of women say their feet have got wider in adult life. And 1/3 say they have got bigger. A poll conducted by the college showed. Nearly half the men say their feet have got bigger. And 6 in 10 say they are wider. And it surveyed 2,000 people. Feet are getting bigger because, as a nation, we are becoming taller and we're increasing in weight, said podiatrist Lorraine Jones from the College of Podiatry. Increased weight gain places more pressure on the feet and means ligaments and joints need to work harder to maintain the foot structure and keep you mobile. Isn't this interesting? Over time, if someone is gaining weight, the feet splay. You don't often hear that word, S-P-L-A-Y. The feet splay to try and accommodate the increased pressure. That can cause pain, leading to mobility issues and increase your risk of developing osteoarthritis in the lower limb joints. Whatever your shoe size, the most important thing is to wear comfortable, well-fitting shoes. Well, that is amazing, listeners. The reflection on what can happen when we are eating, we know we're eating too much. I mean, this introduction about our feet getting bigger and increasing in size 8 in men up to size 10 and women size 4 up to size 6 is amazing. But it does reflect, in a way, on the diabetics, the diabetes situation, where at the moment 3.8 million people have diabetes. And the doctors predict that by the year 2025, which isn't that far away, it's only it's 2014 plus 11, it's only 11 years away, they're saying that the present high number of diabetics, 3.8 million, of which 3 million know they've got it, and they projected that 800,000 at the moment, 0.8 of a million, have got diabetes, but they don't know they've got it. That 3.8 million will be going to 5.4 million. A jump from 3.8 million to 5.4 million. There's only 12 million people in Great Britain. So if 5 million are going to have it in 11 years' time, there are 60 million people in Great Britain. So 5 into 60 goes 12. So that means that one person in 12 will be diabetic. You walk down the street, you go in a shopping mall or a shop, somewhere where there's a lot of people, and every 12th person, statistically, will be diabetic. Now, listeners are probably aware there are two major types of diabetics. Type 1, which is 10% of all the diabetics. Type 1, the people are usually on insulin straight away, and it usually happens at a younger age than type 2. And it's because of an immunological reaction where the pancreas, for some reason, gets damaged. It may be after having a bad flu. I've seen people after bad flu becoming type 1 diabetic, where the immune system, because the person have the flu, and their immune system, of course, is attacking the flu virus. But if by mistake it attacks the pancreas, which is the organ which makes the insulin to control the sugar, if the pancreas is damaged, then the pancreas won't be able to make enough insulin, and the person becomes type 1 diabetic, and they will have to be on insulin for life. Now, the other 90% of diabetics is the one we call type 2, and this is often caused by being overweight. That leads us from that interesting article I just read about notice something growing down below. It's your clodhoppers. Feet gain a few inches. And men's shoe size has gone from size 6 to size 8 to size 10. And women have gone from size 4 to size 6. And that is proof positive how much weight we're putting on. And that leads us to this discussion on the problems of diabetes, because the heading in the Daily Express, Wednesday, August the 13th, which is not that long ago, NHS spending £2.2 million a day, each day, on prescriptions to treat diabetes. This was Joe Wiley in the Daily Express, August the 13th this year, a couple of weeks ago, week ago. It says, Britain's diabetes epidemic is taking a devastating toll on the health of the nation, with the number of drugs dished out at record levels. New figures put the bill for prescriptions to treat the condition diabetes at a staggering £2.2 million every day. In little under 10 years, the figure has risen by 66.5%, according to the Health and Social Care Information Centre. A massive, and I'm a pharmacist doing prescriptions every day for the last 50 years, and in the last 10 years, prescriptions have doubled in number in the whole country. From 500 million, we've now reached 1 billion prescriptions a year. But it goes on to say here, talking about diabetic drugs, a massive 45.1 million prescriptions. This includes the insulin, the anti-diabetic drugs, the monitoring devices for the condition, because type 1 in particular have to monitor their sugar levels. So 45.1 million prescriptions were handed out by the 12,000 pharmacists in Great Britain who were serving 60 million people in Great Britain. And they were handed out to patients that a rise of 18 million prescriptions compared to 2005 to 2006. So in that year, 2005 to 2006, there were 18 million prescriptions, and now in 2013, there were in this year 45 million prescriptions. So the chairman of the association, the HSCIC, Kingsley Manning, said, "Today's report brings to light the rising costs for managing diabetes in primary care. Diabetes continues to be one of the most prevalent life-threatening conditions in England." Listen to this, listeners. He says it now accounts for almost 10% of the entire drug bill. That's every illness, mental illness, arthritic illness, heart illness, epilepsy illness, and diabetes counts for 10%. It's just phenomenal. So where does this lead us to Pharmanaut products? Well, it leads us to, well, there are slimming products like BioTrim, BioCLA, B Slender, which is their latest product offered to help people lose weight. B Slender is a tablet, but on the box of B Slender, you will see the kite sign of the European Medical Association, and the kite sign is given to B Slender, and it says on the box, it is a medical device. It says the tablets of B Slender are classed as a medical device. How could a tablet be classed as a device? A device is a mobile phone or a motor car or a Hoover or a device that enables, say, the police to unlock a locked car. That would be a device. How can a tablet be slender, to make you slender, to help you lose weight? And people, when they take the Be Slender tablets, they lose on average 7 to 9 pounds a month. That is amazing. But why is it classed as a device? Well, I'll tell you. Because the ingredient in Be Slender is made from the shell of shrimps. And that material is not used in any way by the human body. It doesn't react in any way by the human body. It goes in through the mouth. You swallow it as a tablet with a large glass of water half an hour before a fatty food. So if you're going to eat sausages or fatty meat or cheese, full-fat cheese, all that fat, if you're not digging the roads or chopping trees down or going for a walk, going for a gym, doing some exercise, if you're just watching television 7 hours a night or listening to the radio 7 hours a night and eating and eating and eating, you will put on weight. And by putting on weight, it upsets the whole body's metabolism, and putting on weight definitely leads to type 2 diabetes. So you can see how important it is to eat sensibly. So this Be Slender ingredient, made from the skeleton of a shrimp, is a material which grabs fat. And so when you have a glass of water, to swallow one or two or even three of these tablets half an hour before a fatty meal, this ingredient will grab the fat, and when you go to the toilet, you will evacuate your bowel, and with it will be the fat that you ate. And you will not make use of the fat, because the Be Slender ingredient will have grabbed the fat. And the Be Slender ingredient will not have reacted with your body in any way. You will swallow it, it will grab the fat, and then you go to the toilet when you go normally, and the fat will pass out into the toilet. You will have enjoyed the sausage and the fatty meat and the full-fat cheese and your cheese on toast, but the fat part will not be allowed to be absorbed and you to make use of the fat to become fatter. That's why it's called Be Slender, and that's why people lose on average 7 to 9 pounds a month, which is fantastic, because you enjoyed the sausage and you enjoyed the fatty meat and you enjoyed the fatty cheese, the full fat cheese. And you only need to take it before a fatty meal, because if you take it before a non-fat meal, you'll be wasting your money, because there wasn't any fat for the Be Slender tablet to grab it. It's labelled capital B hyphen slender, pronounced Be Slender. So, in a way, keeping your weight down definitely helps to reduce the chance of getting type 2 diabetes. And now we come to this product, another product of this wonderful company from Denmark. By the way, in Denmark, it's the only country in Europe where Danish law stipulates that health food products in Denmark, all of them, made by any Danish company, not just Pharma-Nord, any Danish company, have to make health food products to pharmaceutical standards by Danish law. And so the whole range of Pharma-Nord products, there's about nearly 50 of them now, Q10 for energy, selenium to make 25 seleno proteins, seleno precise, biopycnogenol, the bark of a tree tablet from Bordeaux in France that Pharma-Nord flew me there 12 years ago with the Daily Mail journalist and the Daily Express journalist, to see the bark of the tree being turned into a tablet called biopycnogenol, which helps circulation, hyperactive attention deficit children. It helps to maintain a good memory by helping the circulation to the brain. It helps maintain good skin and stops wrinkles. So there are many products that Pharma-Nord make covering a whole range of health-giving, health-protecting, illness-preventing products. But this chromium, the new biochromium, gets the stamp of approval. This tablet by Pharma-Nord has just been given. It's the only chromium. I mean, really now, it's important to know that all the shops in Great Britain and Europe should really only be selling, if you go into a health food shop or a pharmacy selling chromium, to get a wonderful result, the biochromium from Pharma-Nord and the whole of the Pharma-Nord range, they use the word bio because it's implying and telling the truth, it's biologically active. With Be Slender, they've gone for like an advert to Be Slender. But all their other products, biopycnogenol, bio Chromium, the one I'm talking about now, BioQ10 that gives you energy, they all start with bio. So we need to take action on blood sugar now, because we've just mentioned the cost to the NHS is millions of pounds a year, millions of pounds a year on the treatment of insulin and the tablets to control blood sugar. And I'm reading this from the Mail Online. This was the Daily Mail Online. And it says again, like it said in the newspaper, a tenth of the Great Britain entire drug bill is now, it's doubled over the last 10 years for treating diabetes. And it goes on to say, many of us struggle. This, listeners, is why we should be taking this tablet, BioChromium. It says, many of us struggle to resist the lure, L-U-R-E, don't often hear that word, the lure of chocolate, sweets, and fizzy drinks. You do often hear those words because all the shops, the kids from school, and the treats that grandparents in particular give when their parents of the kids are trying to reduce the intake, the grandparents are often at fault because they're giving us treats, chocolates, sweets, fizzy drinks, ice creams. Those without a sweet tooth might indulge in pies and pastries and crisps, which also lead those starches break down to sugar. But either way, whether you're getting your sugar directly from chocolate, sweets and fizzy drinks, or indirectly from starches, from the pies and the pastries and the crisps, but either way, the sugar hidden within these popular snacks is creating a nation of addicts, with millions of us now struggling to control sugar intake. The British Medical Journal estimates one person in three have a high blood sugar. This is what we call pre-diabetes. One in three. One in three means 60 million people on the island, or United Kingdom, on this island. 60 million divided by three is 20 million people are heading for diabetes. Now, the BioChromium, this is the nitty-gritty, gets stamps of approval from the EU Food Authority. The EU Food Authority is called EFSA, E-F-S-A. That stands for the European Food Safety Authority. They've approved the product BioChromium, which contains chromoprecise, this precise amount of chromium, which is in the best absorbable form. It's organic yeast form of chromium. And here is the punchline. It is 10 times better than other types of chromium. The other types usually contain chromium picolinate, chromium chloride, and these are only 10 to 12% absorbed, whereas the chromium in the PharmaNord BioChromium, you go into a shop, a health food shop or pharmacy, can I have a packet, please, of BioChromium? You take one or two a day, and it does an amazing job inside the cells of the body. You see, the nitty-gritty is there are pathways inside the cell wall. There's an insulin channel. This is real science now. This is why this wonderful BioChromium is so good. There's an insulin channel, a chromium channel, and a glucose channel. And for them all to work together in unison, you need the mineral chromium. I mean, chromium used to be car bumpers. Now they're made of rubber and plastic. People used to polish at the weekend very brightly and be proud of how brightly and shiny their bumpers were. But this same mineral, we need a minute amount 1 to 200 millionths of a gram of chromium each day. And our food chain isn't giving it to us. So the sugar is staying on the outside of our cells and damaging our cells. And we know in diabetes it leads to more blindness in diabetes than every other illness. 1 in 4 have heart disease in diabetes. 20% can die younger than they should when the sugar damages the kidney from getting kidney failure. And unfortunately, there's more amputated toes, feet and even legs in the condition diabetes if it's not well controlled and people don't eat sensibly and do what their doctors tell them and their diabetic centres tell them. There's more amputations in diabetes than any other illness. And we're hearing all these figures. It's just horrendous. So this chromium, this biochromium, if everybody took 1 or 2 tablets a day, the chemistry makes a substance called chromodulin, which modulates the ability of the cell wall of our 60 trillion cells to allow the sugar to enter and to be burnt up for energy. But without the chromium, we can't make the chromodulin, which allows the insulin channels and glucose channels to allow the insulin to put the sugar inside the cell to be used for energy. But if it stays on the outside of the cell, then it's moved then to be stored as fat. And then that fat squashes the receptors even further, and the whole thing becomes a bigger and bigger problem. And in the end, we can't control the sugar levels, and the sugar causes AGES, A-G-E-S, that's a mouthful, advanced glycosylation end products. When the sugar hits the fan, you end up with these end products, AGES, A-G-E-S, advance, the damage is advanced. G stands for glycosylation, from the word glucose, the sugar. The end, in the end, you get the final damage. And the S, to make the word AGES, the S comes from the word products. The products which are unfortunately made in your eyes and your heart and your kidneys and the nerves to the legs. And if the nerves to the legs get damaged, then the nerves can't tell the blood vessels to open and close, and that can lead to diabetes in diabetic patients. And so, yes, we have to eat sensibly. We have to cut tremendously the amount of cakes and chocolates and sweets and sugar and the crisp and too much starchy food, unless you're digging the road or chopping trees down. We all eat far too much food, and it's often unhealthy food. We need more of the Mediterranean diet.
Dennis,
we need lean meat with the fish, fruit and vegetables, olive oil, and we do need our chromium, and Pharmanord Biochromium is a wonder product.
And that's where we have to actually hold fire with 28 minutes and 44 seconds on the clock. Another mini lecture, superlatively done as ever, and lots of interesting things to think about there. That's one of the reasons.
It is amazing, isn't it, Alex?
Well, that's
how Pharmanord, this amazing company from Denmark, helping so many people's lives in the world. They're in about 48 countries with their 48 products, helping millions of people. But this biochromium, I am now telling all my customers here in my pharmacy in Manchester about this wonderful addition to the Pharmanord range.
And that is, echo where we came in, is exactly why we're delighted to actually feature you on the programme on a regular basis. Dennis, have you had a reasonably interesting mini lecture today?
Well, because I'm left-handed, right brain dominant, my normal memory is poor, because the part of the brain which hands the information, the arcuate vesiculus in the forehead, into the hippocampus, the normal memory, it doesn't work well in mine. But when I say things aloud to your good listeners, I've now remembered everything. Remember, I took A-level physics 9 times, I couldn't go to uni to do pharmacy. I went to Liverpool Poly. I was able to resit it more than once. But once it's in my brain, then I become quite good, and my memory becomes quite good.
Well,
and
there you go.
Everything allowed this today has enabled me to memorise every fact,
Excellent. Even
the millions of pounds that's increased in the diabetic treatment, and all the other figures. They're all now stuck, and I'm going with Bent Henriksen to Jersey in a couple of weeks to tell the people of Jersey what I've just told your
good listeners. Perhaps we
today.
Should hook you up with our regular Jersey correspondent, Anna Lewis, who does a regular Wednesday slot with us. She should actually, obviously, touch base with your good self. I'll mention it to Anna.
Well, there you are. On Wednesday.
Well, there you have it, you see.
I'll speak on the Jersey radio.
Well, there you go. We can connect with that. But obviously, there's only one Southside Broadcasting entity. Sorry, enough for that part of you.
I thought you meant she's doing a programme in Jersey.
She's one of our correspondents, Dennis.
Bit like
Kate Adie, except she's not in a war zone as yet. Anyway, basically, we will see
you
again.
Maybe I'll speak to you from Jersey.
I would have thought so. Dennis, the chemist, will return. Cheers there.